2. On March 20th, vote for Ann Keeley. Paid for by Keeley for Judge.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
Still get people who ask me if this is me singing.
Just
the answer, of course, is yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who else would it be?
Right.
Like Willie Nelson or somebody?
Can't you hear?
You can hear the similarity. It's an identical match.
And that happy tune is your step.
Perfect match.
Wow.
It's me.
Life can be so sweet
on the sunny side of the street.
Yep,
it's me, all right. I even wondered, and then I just reconfirmed to myself if it is me. Boy, if we make it through today, it's very important that we make it through this show. I'll tell you why later.
This rover.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, Lauren, you should know what it is. It's a radio show.
Lauren?
The large morning show in the afternoon.
Yeah, she's always butting in.
She's got a lot of different voices.
I was kind of picturing someone else.
She's like that Sybil, that split personality person. She's like eight different people or something.
Yeah.
She's like that. She can be nice, and she can be that person. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The reason I say we need to make it through today is the article that I read that... This guy's an associate professor. He's a PhD. He works for the Division of Cardiovascular Disease at some university. In other words, he's got credentials. University of Alabama at Birmingham. He's a big cardiology guy, and he studies, you know, what makes people have heart attacks. And he says he's studied extensively and looked at year after year after year, and the Monday and Tuesday following this time change for daylight savings time, the biggest number of heart attacks in the country.
Yeah,
on Monday and Tuesday. So we made it yesterday without a heart attack. What we need to do is get through today without a heart attack. So I'm going to try not to have a heart attack.
I don't quite understand. I mean, I saw that story too.
I didn't get it.
I don't get it.
It didn't make any sense.
No. I mean, just
you know, they say why it happens is not known. Here, I'll read you what they say. Sleep deprivation, the body's something I can't even understand, the word circadian clock, whatever that means.
That's the part that...
Your internal clock?
Yeah, it's...
Well, you're like
affected,
a genius.
It's affected by the light.
You're like some kind of genius. You knew what circadian
meant?
You're too smart to be on this show.
Yeah, I'll say.
You need to talk to me after the show at 6 o'clock and see if we need to continue having you on, being as smart as you are.
Right.
Your immune responses all can come into play when considered blah, 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 blah. Every cell in the body has its own clock, right, that allows it to anticipate when something's going to happen and prepare for it. When there's a shift, such as springing forward, it takes a while for the cells to readjust. I don't buy any of this.
No.
I don't believe this. It says you wake up 30 minutes. Oh, here's the solution. Wake up 30 minutes earlier on Saturday and Sunday than you need to in preparation for the early start. The early start on Monday doesn't make any sense.
That guy thinks too much about this.
Yeah. So maybe.
I mean, I have trouble sleeping on certain nights all throughout the year. So what does that mean? All those days I have a higher risk for keel over?
Mm-hmm. He just says yesterday and today. So we need to get through. And Tina, especially you, because heart attack is the number one killer of women. So
really?
you're the the most in the, of the ones in the room, more prone probably to a heart attack than we are.
Not in this room.
Okay, I am. I'm the likely candidate. Hey, I've got two stents I've had for 12 years. I could go any minute.
Is that not the number one for men?
No.
No.
Number one for men is colon cancer.
Wow.
Number one killer.
But I thought heart disease was the number one killer
of people?
Of everything.
No.
Yeah. More than all the cancers and everything combined.
Nope. No. Women. Cardiovascular heart attack, the number one killer of women. Hmm. And I'm almost positive with men it's colon cancer. I could be wrong. I'm not a professor, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't study a lot or read a lot. So I could very well be wrong, but I think I'm right about that. Burke segment, do we have any?
Oh, boy.
Well, this is bad.
No, we don't.
This is thin.
I'll mention one more thing. I found another interesting video that I put on the Facebook page today. This gentleman, I would call him a gentleman as of now, he is... It looks like he's shooting a rifle or whatever, a rifle or a shotgun. I can't, I'm not a gun expert, so I don't know. But at one point, he shoots once, and then something happens. The gun jams or whatever. So he puts the gun butt end down on the ground and looks over into the barrel of the gun, and it goes off. And he's got a hat on, and it blows his hat off. He falls backwards, and then at the very end of the video, he holds his hat up, and through the bill of the hat is a giant hole.
Okay,
so,
I'm going to go ahead right now and tell you that's a phony video.
Okay.
I'm not buying it, because there's something not right about this. The guy jams, he looks in the mirror. It looks like it sounds staged.
It's good special effects if it's not real.
And I'm betting that's what it is. I'll take a look at it.
But okay.
It just sounds too... It sounds too good to have been a, ooh, look what we happened to capture. A guy almost blowing his head off, but he didn't. You know what I'm saying? It's too easy to fake it with these videos. So I'm gonna go ahead and call this one foul. But I'll take a look.
All right.
I'll take a look.
That was it.
Yeah. That's it? All right. Well, Paul is on the phone, and we haven't even asked for callers. But here's what we'll do. We'll take your calls. We'll go ahead now and take your calls. You want to chat? I got a lot of stuff here today that I want to talk about, but I don't have to, because you are important to us. Listen to me, folks.
Oh.
You are number one in our hearts.
Yes.
And you drive the show. So Paul is calling. We're going to take his call. Let me go ahead and give you the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Paul, what's up?
I think we can officially say the groundhog was wrong this year.
Yes, boy, I say.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and so were the weather, the meteorologists, and everybody else.
Definitely. And I also wanted to say one more thing about who does the scheduling for the Cardinals, and those poor Cubbies have to watch us get our World Series rings on the 13th. Opening day here in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's sad for them. Well, that's,
I'm
that's...
aiming the PM.
Thank you, Paul. Did I miss something?
So they get their rings on opening day? Is
yes.
that normal?
Home opener.
They
yes.
always do that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Jay wants to jump in. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Frank. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
In regards to Peon's video that he was talking about, the guy nearly blown his head off, wouldn't he, if he was that close, had some pretty bad flash burns of some kind?
Well, that's why I'm calling foul on this thing. Whether it's a rifle or a shot, especially if it's a shotgun, I'll have to take a look at it, but it just seems something fishy here. First of all, if the guy knows anything about guns at all, the fact that he looked down the barrel, that right there smacks of something set up. I don't know anybody that stupid.
That's what I thought. I thought Yosemite Sam was the only one that did something.
Yeah, nobody like that knows anything about guns is dumb enough to take a jammed gun and look down the barrel of it. So I'll have to take a look at it. But I agree with you, Jay.
Yeah, I got one more thing.
Sure.
I saw a television show the other day. I watched it. I could only handle about 10 minutes, but I thought I'd call and tell you about it. It was called, I think it was Bigfoot, Finding Bigfoot was the name of the show.
Right.
And it's these experts, and I'm doing the quotation thing. They call themselves experts on capturing Bigfoot, and they're out there and they're saying things like, "Oh, this is a squash."
When he had the over, he was literally big show. These guys, he literally saved these guys after they went on the hills and they took pictures. They really did look like. They took pictures. They really did look like. It was all they had killed. It was all costume. It was Randy. Two Randys in a row. What are the chances? Randy number one. Two Randys in a row. What are the chances? Randy number one. What's up? Yes, Randy. Yes, sir. Yes, Randy. Yes, sir.
I expected to wake up and have like they must have worn buckets too, because you know they run out of
buckets too. It's like nothing ever happened.
There's no,
it's like nothing ever happened.
After a fact, no, there's nothing.
I think that after a fact, there's nothing.
I think
that
too
is a lot narrower than the
other people.
No, it's
not.
Now he's waiting for me to say, you know, I love you too. I'm not going to do it. I'm not falling. I'm not falling for it.
Yeah. I'm a sexual.
Yeah, I like you, Randy. There, see, I didn't give him. I didn't give him the love back that he gave me. So Howard Stern comes to town because he's part of the America's Got Talent panel with Howie Mandel and Sharon Osbourne, and he doesn't care much for St. Louis. He thinks St. Louis has got a lot of great talent, but he has to make some remarks about St. Louis. Now, here's my take on Howard Stern. Howard Stern, like Rush Limbaugh, like only a handful, Art Bell, who was the guy who really put the coast-to-coast thing on the map, the all-night, overnight show on 600 stations, these guys obviously have done something that we aren't able to do, either because we're not smart enough to do it or we're not willing to do what you have to do to get to their level. And here's what I mean by that. To get to Rush's level, I always say to people the same thing about Rush Limbaugh. It takes a special kind of brilliance. Now, forget what he says. Forget his policy. Forget that for a minute. There aren't too many people who can create two gigantic audiences, one of people who love you and the other equally huge audience of people who hate you, who listen every day just to despise you. There aren't too many people who can do that. Most people, if somebody doesn't like them, they pretty quickly just don't listen anymore. So it's a special degree of whatever it is they don't like that you spew out that makes them want to listen to you anyway. And it's kind of the same thing with Howard Stern. Howard Stern found a niche where I've never been willing to do certain things on the air. Like, I don't want to have a bodyguard. I'd like to have Rush's money, but I don't want to have a bodyguard, and I don't want to have so many people hating me that literally you got to have somebody watching your back all the time because they'd like to take a shot at you. Same thing is kind of true with Howard Stern. I'm not willing for my legacy to be that I just said the F word 10,000 times and see how gross I could be, but I give the guy his due. He's tremendously successful. But how about this? When you come to St. Louis, rather than say, yeah, the arch looks like it's just kind of stuck there for no reason, even though, a lot of people might agree with that. And downtown St. Louis is dead. It's worse than Detroit. Really? Does he have the statistics on Detroit versus St. Louis? I mean, what does that mean? Worse than Detroit. He sits in worse shape than Detroit. And then apparently he asked his driver if there was ever any traffic downtown in St. Louis, and the driver said, yeah, sometimes when there's a Cardinals game. Okay, even though there might be people who would, and look, I'd be the first to tell you, St. Louis, the city, is not exactly a happening city compared to Chicago or a lot of other places. But do you have to come to town and do that? I mean, why can't you just come to town and go, hey, you know what, people here, I'll bet you they kissed his butt while he was here. I'll bet everybody, I'll bet you everybody, wherever he stayed, the Ritz-Carlton or where, I'll bet you they gave him the royal treatment. So why can't you just say, you know, we were here a couple of days, and people couldn't have been nicer. Forget that, whatever you think about downtown. What do you have to do that for? That's the only thing that bothered me.
And how long were they here? They were only here, what, a couple of days?
I think only a couple of days, just over the weekend.
Yeah.
And they did, what they do is they'll do, they actually tell them to not change clothes. Because if you watched The Voice last night and you saw Christina Aguilera, she had on the same goofy hat that she had on a week or two ago. Because they...
Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket packages are available for a full season, half season, which is 40 games, or a 27-game plan. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll have the first chance to buy postseason tickets, and you'll also receive discounts at the official Cardinals team store.
Bring it a long one in the right center. Get up, baby. Get up.
This is Cardinals general manager.
The window. Here's your anus.
He said the window.
What are you talking about? All right, how are your teeth? How are your gums? You don't know? Well, that means you haven't been to the dentist for a while. Not just the dentist. People, I'm going to the dentist. I don't say that to people. I'm going to Ballast Dental Care. I want them to know where I'm going because I want them to know why I've gone to the same dentist for 39 years. Nobody can ever say, well, you talk about them on the show, or rather, you go there because, you know, they pay you to talk about it. I've been going there for 39 years. I haven't done this show for 39 years. I was going to Ballast Dental Care long before they were part of the show. In fact, there were many, many, many years when I used to say to Dr. Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, how come you don't get on the show? Well, you know, he didn't know if radio would work. I think he's been on now 12, 13 years or something. Now he knows it works, and the proof that it works is the hundreds, and I'm not kidding, hundreds of you who've become patients at Ballast Dental Care, and every one of you, a satisfied patient because you finally found a dental office that you didn't think existed. If you want to know what I'm talking about, make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a couple of accidents. The first one is at Tesson Ferry and Highway 270. The other one on southbound 141. Just before Graboy, that's got the left lane blocked. Now, they're still doing utility work on northbound 255. Only the right lane is open between Mooset and State Street. On westbound 40, you're slow now between Hampton and McCausland. And then from Clayton Morrison out to Mason, you've got some slow pockets there. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, if your battery is starting to lose its kick, replace it now. Visit your participating Toyota dealer this March for a Toyota True Start battery for the Toyota suggested price of just $99.95. Installation extra. Visit your local Toyota dealer for your service needs. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Honey, since you're at the computer, I need you to do something.
Do what?
Go to ChoosePrettyConcrete.com for the solution.
ChoosePrettyConcrete.com. Solution to what?
To the problem.
The problem?
In the garage. That ugly, oil-stained cement floor. It has all of the charm of,
An ugly, oil-stained garage floor?
You got it.
Oh, I see this is the website of Decorative Concrete Resurfacing.
Their one-day floor system will transform our ugly, oil-stained cement floor in the garage into a more attractive surface.
Well, almost as attractive as you are.
Watch it, bub.
Hey, I see the garage floor can be done in a day and driven on 24 hours later.
You know, we could also have Decorative Concrete use that new acid stain on the cement floor in the basement, especially where you spilled whatever you spilled.
I'm not telling.
Decorative Concrete Resurfacing has been satisfying thousands of customers in the St. Louis area for 28 years with quality installation, superb customer relations, and follow-up service. For interior and exterior concrete resurfacing, it's Decorative Concrete Resurfacing.
Problem solved.
Online at ChoosePrettyConcrete.com.
Hey guys, is your sex life really as good as it could be, or are you missing out because your performance in the bedroom isn't that great? If you suffer from lack of sexual confidence, then you need to try Upright XXL. Upright XXL is the most powerful, natural male enhancement product available on the market today. Upright XXL's pre-measured blend of potent ingredients is sure to keep you going strong all night long. You'll have an amazing renewal of self-confidence and energy that people will notice, especially where it counts most, in the bedroom. Just take Upright XXL and you will experience a powerful increase in stamina and strength that will make you and your partner say, wow, guaranteed. So be the man and call right now to find out how you can get Upright XXL for free. We challenge you to put it to the test.
Size does matter. Test the sexual power of Upright XXL absolutely free. Call 800-405-8837. 800-405-8837. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-405-8837. That's 1-800-405-8837.
Are we on? Testing. Testing. We had a glitch. Somebody forgot to tell me we were coming right out of that commercial.
Yes. Yeah.
Check. Check, hey, we're
check,
back.
Check.
Hey, thanks, Homer. We have Homer in here testing our equipment. We're going to break. When we come out of the news, folks, it's the Wood Report. You do not want to miss it because it's better than Billy Bush or what's her name on the Extra and all Access Hollywood. It's better than any of that. So trust me. Mark and Jason, Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. Weird, weird economic times we live in. I had to go to a pretty nice place for dinner not long ago, and it's the kind of place I go like once every 3 years. And I looked at how packed the place was, and I thought, boy, this recession or whatever it is not a problem for some people, and the cars in the parking lot and how expensive they were. That's not the life most people lead. Most people just want to be comfortable. They want to be able to do the things they want to do and not have to worry about every dollar. That's your goal. But you need a plan to reach that goal. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicholas, that's what they do. They're financial advisors. And don't put it off. The earlier you start saving and investing, the better. And if you have $25,000 or more to kickstart this thing with them, give them a call. They're at markandjason.com. And let them take a look at what you're doing with that money. It's 4 o'clock. Wood Report's on the way. Big 5.